Welcome to the Claudio Relsano Show on claudiorelsano.com, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Claudio will be speaking to sports legends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s about their careers, business, and what they're doing now. He will also hold roundtable discussions with some old friends about trending topics in the world of sports. And now, here's Claudio.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning in to the Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center and Aspire Pediatric Therapy. I'd like to thank Rick Mitchell for the introductions and my great producer, Adam Zaluth. Today's guest is the head football coach at East Allegheny High School, which is just outside of Pittsburgh, for those of you who are not from this area. And he is the owner of Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, which is one of our sponsors, which I appreciate very, very much. Dom, thanks so much for being on the show, brother.
Honored to be here, Claudio. Like I said to you when you asked me, the only thing I hope now is everybody didn't click off, because when you were interviewing Gary Cooney a couple of weeks ago, who's fighting for the heavyweight title of the world, you know, I don't know what anybody wants. You know, I don't want to let you down, but I'm honored to call you. Glad to talk to you.
Not at all. Like I said, you've done a lot of great things, doing a lot of great things, and it's our honor and pleasure to have you on. So, thank you so much for being on. So first off, Dom, you know, paint a picture for us. Tell us where you grew up and tell us about growing up a little bit.
Well, you know, my whole family's from, you know, the East Allegheny area. I'm probably the first generation, you know, so to speak, that didn't graduate from EA. My mom and dad are both from that area and everything. And, you know, so this area kind of here, I live, you know, two towns up now in Trafford where the pizza shop is and everything. So my family's all from this area, and, you know, just Pittsburgh, you know, right outside of Pittsburgh, and, you know, everybody, both sides from this area. And, you know, I had the greatest upbringing you could have, a great family. So, you know, I couldn't be any more blessed than what I had for family and growing up and things like that.
Well, that's one of the ways you and I connected and got along so well, because of how close we were slash are to our parents. Tell us a little bit about your parents and their support of your, well, first of all, before we talk about that, what were your goals and dreams growing up? And then what would your parents, how did they support you?
Well, you know, like I said, I you know, anybody that knows me, knows that they can count on one finger how many times I've ever bragged about myself or anything like that. But when it comes to family and parents and all that, I feel like I hit the genetic lottery there. You know, I didn't hit the genetic lottery for being able to jump real high or run. But, you know, when it comes to family, I had everything you could possibly want. Two supportive parents, you know, aunts, uncles, grandparents. You know, my all I ever wanted to be around was sports, and kind of from, you know, it was one of the situations where my dad wasn't, you know, he wanted me to do something else, but I kind of knew, which is weird, you know, I knew I wanted to coach a sport, football I ended up falling in love with, and I kind of knew I wanted to own a restaurant. You know, you could have probably asked 12 years old what I wanted to do, and I would have gave you that answer. And, wow. You know, they supported me with that, and that's the God's honest truth. You know, my dad, you know, he came from, you know, very humble upbringings, my, you know, first generation Italians and everything like that. You know, my two grandparents on his side, God bless them, they're the greatest grandparents in the world, but I mean, they didn't go to high school. So my dad, you know, he went to college kind of out of nowhere, and he put a, you know, premium on, you know, education, wanted me to go to college. And it was always one of them things like, come on, Dad, I know what I want to do here. You know, I'm not a book guy here. I know I want to own a restaurant. Right. And then I went to college for him and everything. And I knew I wanted to get involved in sports. And, you know, I started coaching the day I left Slippery Rock, literally, you know, I wouldn't, you know, I would be, I always feel for, you know, when you hear stories with people with, you know, not the best upbringing, all that, because, mm-hmm. you know, not like we had a bunch of money or anything like that. But as far as my upbringing, it couldn't have been, you know, it was, you know, I could only hope to be half as good a dad as my dad was to me, and you know, things like that. So as far as that goes, you know, I had all the support and everything you could possibly want from, my parents, my family, extended family, and everything.
That's very nice to hear. And like I said, that's you and I both, we've talked about that before. Now, who were some of your sports heroes? Who were some of your sports heroes growing up? And any sport? I know you're a big football guy, obviously, but boxing as well. But who were some of your heroes growing up?
Well, you know, that's funny. I hate to go back to it. I was very lucky in life that I never needed to look outside my family for a male role model. I had everything you could want there, but there was no, there wasn't a person, a kid growing up, you know, who watched sports more than me. You know, if you're talking team sports, you know, in my age, you know, you're going, you know, Michael Jordan, and, you know, I can never, you know, Mike Tyson. I never missed a Mike Tyson fight from, I was, I think, 14 when, you know, Mike Tyson in the late 80s and 90s, most exciting thing in the world. But I would say, you know, coaching wise, you know, Joe Paterno, Vince Lombardi, I've read a ton about him. Those were my guys coaching wise, play, sure. You know, athletic wise. I would say I could probably sum it up into three. And there were, you know, three different eras of your life. You know, if you're an Italian American, you know, proud of that and all this, you know, Boom Boom Mancini in the late 80s, early 90s was the coolest guy in the world. You know, I had little Boom Boom Mancini punching bag, you know, the little, you know, the little, the one where you punch it in the sand and it brings it back up. You know, I had that.
Right.
But, you know, my one, number one to me, and there ain't a close number two, is Arturo Gatti. That was, you know, that was, he, I was, 16 years old, I think, when, and that's at the age, you know, or somebody you have at that age in that 16 to 20 age, you know, that's the age where you really are like, you know, you're looking up to somebody. And Arturo Gatti was, you know, that was, to me, that was the be all end all for athletes for me. That was, you know, number one and whatever number two is, it's not close. That was, you know, that was my guy.
You know what, Dom? Dom, sometimes you're, I'm sorry, sometimes you're very clear and sometimes you're kind of fade out. I know you said Arturo Gatti. And we got most of it. I'm just saying sometimes you kind of fading in and out, but how about football wise? I mean, you mentioned two boxers, anybody football wise that really inspired you?
You know, more coaches wise, you know, like I said, you know, football coaching wise, you know, I'd have to go to Joe Paterno and Vince Lombardi. They would be the two that I would look up to. Player wise, you know, I mean, the Steelers in the 90s, you know, and again, at my age, that, you know, the Steelers are the 90s, early 2000s, they're great teams and all that, the Super
right.
team, you know, that was, you know, that's your team. Penn State, Pitt, you know, all your local teams. Penn State, as I was growing up, was my school, that was my team, you know, the 94 Penn State team, Kerry Collins, Kajana Carter, that whole squad, you know. But, you know, coaching-wise, you know, I don't know why it was weird, you know, I kind of knew I wanted to coach, so I always was looking for coaches almost as much as players, if that makes any sense. And, you know, I always admired, you know, what Joe Paterno did at Penn State and what, you know, Vince Lombardi, obviously wasn't live for that or anything, but when you read about him, you know, he sounded like
sure.
a guy, and somebody that, you know, you wish, you know, that, you know, you couldn't learn enough from. And, you know, so like I said, I kind of always veered toward coaches a little more, maybe because, you know, I knew that was where I was going to head, but, you know, and if you would be looking at coaches and influences outside of my family, you know, I would probably go to those two.
Okay.
If we're talking about people you looked up to in sports and the coaching world and all that, I was very blessed. You know, he would kill me for saying this, but my uncle is about to set the all-time wins record for any division at college wrestling. So again,
yeah, that's something.
Pat, you know, I never really needed to look outside my family for much, and you know, he's the best coach I know, and you know, my cousin, I always call him my brother. You know, he's a offensive coordinator at St. Francis. So I kind of, in my family, you know, I never really need to, you know, if I have any coaching, you know, anything like that, those are my first two phone calls. That, you know, if I need anything,
right.
Those are the two I would lean on with that.
That's great. That's great to hear. Well, on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, and Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cabot Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. We will be right back with the owner of Dom's Pizzeria, Dom Pecora.
Hey, Grandpa, can you hear me?
What'd you say, Parker?
Hey, Grandpa, can you hear me?
Tell me again.
Grandpa can't hear me.
Don't let this be you. Let us help you. Hi, this is Dr. Roscoe and Parker. Come to the Hearing Center for a trade-in event. That's right, a trade-in event. Trade in your existing hearing aids for the newest and best made in America hearing aid technology.
And save big.
December 3rd through the 7th at 871 Beaver Drive. Call 814-299-4666.
Smart solutions with the hearing you've been looking for.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at AspirePediatricTherapy.com.
Aspire Pediatric Therapy in locations Moon Township, Pennsylvania at 993 Broadhead Road, Suite 10, and Banksville at 2893 Banksville Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, North Hills area, Pines Plaza Shopping Center, 1130 Perry Highway, Suite 120, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the Punxsutawney area, 1464 North Main Street, Suite 14, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and the city of Pittsburgh in the north side, 1301 Beaver Avenue, Suite 10, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And remember to check out their website for all of their information at AspirePediatricTherapy.com. Need a celebrity for an event? Visit the Lee Davis & Associates Legends Division Facebook page. Available for speaking engagements, autograph shows, ribbon cuttings, product endorsements, and other type appearances. We have World Series champions like Jim Rooker, John Candelaria, Grant Jackson, Rennie Stennett, Al Oliver, Ken Griffey Sr., football legends Roman Gabriel, Vince Papale, Louis Lips, Super Bowl champions Marv Kellum, Robin Cole, boxing champions Donnie the Golden Boy Lalonde, Vinny the Pasmanian Devil Paz, and yours truly, Claudio Relsano. Contact us through our Facebook page at Lee Davis & Associates Legends Division or at relsano16@gmail.com. We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Dom Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.
Okay, Dom. Now, you said you wanted to get into coaching and have a restaurant at a very young age. What bit you? I mean, how did you get that bug?
Well, it's kind of weird. I'll break it up into two. I would say, coaching-wise, there's probably nobody around. I love sports. I just do. All of them. You know, I'm not one of those football coaches that doesn't, you know, that, you know, I watch Italian soccer with my kids. You know, I love sports. So I knew I had to be around sports, but you know, it's not easy to make a living doing that, you know, and God bless you and people, like I said, my cousin, you know, he gets to do that. And I'm kind of always envious of that, but you know, I was a regular kid. You know, I played every sport in my life growing up. I wasn't exceptional at anything. So I kind of knew coaching was going to be where I wanted to go. I always had a mind for sports and, you know, I just knew I needed to be around sports. And like I said, and you know, kind of, you know, outside of a dream world, it's going to be really hard to make a living at that. So how the restaurant started was, again, if I go back to my family, I didn't, you know, my dad's side, every Sunday, we had Sunday dinner growing up every single Sunday. And I would watch my grandma, my grandpa cook all that food. And something clicked with me at that age where, holy smokes, I get to see all my cousins every single Sunday because they made macaroni. This is great. So something, so every good Friday we make spinach pie and all my family's here. So what the heck, this food stuff, you know, is pretty important. And I don't know why I had a bug for that at a very young age. And, you know, if any kid, you know, said to me, you know, my uncle, also my mom's brother, owns a restaurant. You know, I always admired him growing up and how hard he worked there. And, you know, he was an inspiration for me in the restaurant, you know, aspect of it. And like I said, I think that food, you know, and making food and getting the family and all that together was really how the restaurant thing started. Then I started cooking with them growing up in pizza shops, you know, working. And, you know, I knew I always wanted to do it. And like I said, my dad was always trying to steer me away from it because, you know, the success rate of a restaurant and pizza shop, you know, it's not too high. So, but I just knew
how long have you had the restaurant? How long have you had the restaurant?
We're coming up on 11 years.
Wow, that's great.
And yeah, I started off with, you know, I didn't have any money, which is very, you know, very hard to get into the business with no money. And I,
sure.
And there was a pizza shop that literally had one oven and one booth and the booth wobbled. You know, we had nothing. I got in for little to no money. That's really, I mean, that's the God's honest truth of how I got into it. There was a shop in Trafford that had been under multiple owners. You know, it was cursed. Nobody was going to make it. And I was the idiot who insisted I was going to. And I literally, you know, for hardly any money, literally I had to pay the rent. And I walked in and just built it up as it came. I mean, there's no other way around it. I kind of outworked success because it really wasn't, it was, I mean, my, if you were from the outside looking in at the first place I bought, you know, you would have gave me a 99% chance to fill. Like I said, the place had, you know, been run down, and it was just, you know, the thing I was able to get in for is I paid the rent. You know, if I was going to be up on the Highland or some, you know, place I'd have needed, you know, you open up a restaurant, you need $500,000. That was something I had. So, you know, it's kind of the pizza shop's kind of hard to believe that it's been open this long. We opened up 11 years ago, and then 6 years ago, I think it is, we moved half a block up the road to a really, you know, a new location where, you know, I kind of sell it short calling a pizza shop. It's a restaurant now, but I still call it
that's
a pizza
great.
Shop. We started off with a pizza shop.
That's right. Well, again, that's quite a feat to be there 11 years after everything you had to overcome. And that goes to show you what persistence and hard work and passion. I mean, anybody who's listening to this can just see that the passion that you have not only for coaching, but for your restaurant business and really for life is jumping through the phone. And I congratulate you on that. Now, as far as coaching is concerned, tell us about your first, you know, how you got to East Allegheny. How did you start and how did you get to East Allegheny?
That's kind of a long, windy road too. When I graduated from Flippy Rock at 22. All right, so where do you go? You know, you went back to somebody who coached me, and my first job, I was the third assistant on the Norwin ninth grade football team. I think my duties were filling up the water and warming up the kicker. You know, I went back. My ninth grade coach was still the ninth grade coach there. I know, and that's how it started. That year, I was able to help, you know, two guys to coach me that I, you know, had looked up to. I, you know, loved them both. And they, you know, gave me a job. I didn't have a job. They didn't need an assistant, but they just let me hang around, you know, my first year. And I knew, I said, okay, I could do this. I know I could do this. The following year, I got hired as the Yawk ninth grade football coach. I'm always, you know, in debt to the guy that hired me, Jim Wehner, because like I said, when I filled out a resume, I was not some illustrious name or you know, didn't play Division I football, nothing like that. He hired me to be the Yawk ninth grade coach, and I did such a good job, they cut the program the next year. So, it was fun. We went undefeated in my first time as a coach, and then they cut the program. But I was very lucky that he hired me the next year to be on the varsity staff. And I spent three more years at Yawk with him there. And then he got a job at Baldwin. I spent 2 years there as an assistant. And then I was approaching my late 20s, and I'm like, I know I can do this head coach thing. And, you know, like I said, again, not to repeat myself, but, you know, I'm not going to get my first head coaching job at Woodland Hills in North Allegheny. So, you know, at that time I had this, you know, the little pizza shop and I had no kids. So I could have driven anywhere. And I wanted to do this. So, you know, there was a school called South Moreland and, you know, they didn't have a ton of success, you know, winning, you know, they actually snapped this past year, I think the longest playoff drought, you know, in the Whippeal, in the history. So, you know, it was a school that was going to, that I had a shot as a first-time head coach. I got hired there, spent 2 years there, and I had a great 2 years. We won 7 games in 2 years, and, you know, I think prior to that, you know, they had won 7 games in like 5 years, so we were getting 3 and 4 wins a year. And it kind of winds back to my family a little bit. That was when, after my second year at South Moreland, was when I moved the pizza shop. And, you know, the drive to South Moreland started to get, okay, now it's just 50 minutes a day each way. And anybody who coaches knows, you know, it doesn't go from August to November. You know, we started lifting, you know, 2 weeks ago. And I'm not going to be done until, you know, hopefully mid-November. And, you know, the drive was starting to get to me. And, you know, that same offseason, my dad passed away. He was kind of going to help me run the new pizza shop, the bigger one. When I lost him, you know, then I'm like, okay, I can't, this just the drive alone, I got to get closer to home. And I got lucky that off season, the East Allegheny job opened up. I applied, I got it. It killed me to leave South Moreland because one thing about the coaching profession, football in particular, at the Extreme Division I level and all that, I'm not you know, the guy who wants to bounce around. I'm not the guy looking for the next job. I am happy and content. I built that program today, and I have no interest in ever leaving it. But just family circumstances and, you know, the passing of my dad kind of dictated. I couldn't lose, you know, an hour and 45 minutes a day. And I'd still be in East Alabama,
right.
But, you know, getting back home in East Alabama was the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Right.
You know, I got hired, and I'm, you know, like I said, I count the season starting in January, and I'm starting my eighth year there, which, crazy as it sounds, in high school football nowadays, that's
a long time. That's
a long time.
Right.
And I plan on being there forever, and you know, we've turned the program around and made.
We're definitely going to talk about that. We're going to get a little bit of a phone issue cleared up here in a second. We're going to take another quick commercial break to hear from Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Lee Davidson Associates Legends Division Facebook page, and, of course, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cabot Avenue, Trafford, Pennsylvania. We'll be right back with Dom Pecora.
Hey, Grandpa, why's your TV so loud?
What'd you say?
Constantly having to turn up the TV to understand what they're saying? Is it hard to carry on a meaningful conversation? Is it difficult to understand cashiers, people on the phone, or even your grandchildren?
The Roscoe Hearing Center in Dubois can help using the most advanced technology. If you or someone you know has hearing, balance, or vertigo problems, call the Roscoe Hearing and Balance Center today at 375-0455.
Modern solutions with the care you've been looking for. The Roscoe Hearing Center in Dubois.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Need a celebrity for an event? Visit the Lee Davidson Associates Legends Division Facebook page. Available for speaking engagements, autograph shows, ribbon cuttings, product endorsements, and other type appearances. We have World Series champions like Jim Rooker, John Candelaria, Grant Jackson, Rennie Stennett, Al Oliver, Ken Griffey Sr., football legends Roman Gabriel, Vince Papale, Louis Lips, Super Bowl champions Marv Kellum, Robin Cole, boxing champions Donnie the Golden Boy Lalonde, Vinny the Pasmanian Devil Paz, and yours truly, Claudio Relsano. Contact us through our Facebook page at Lee Davidson Associates Legends Division or at relsano16@gmail.com. We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-372. 3667. Dom Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you. Okay, everybody, we're right back. We are back with Dom Pecora, the head football coach at East Allegheny High School. Now, Dom, East Allegheny, before you got there, well, tell us a little bit about East Allegheny history before you got there. And then obviously you've had a very good run there, and tell us about your time there.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a great run. It's 7 years, 8 years coming up on now that I wouldn't trade for anything. When I got there, like, you know, like I said to you, when, you know, unless you're, you know, you get lucky in life, your first jobs and you're never, you know, you're not going to take over the powerhouses. And
right
about the East Allegheny, they were, I think they were 1-9 the year before I got there. And, you know, it was definitely, it was a rebuild job. And, you know, my second and third year, I think we had, you know, we were 5-5 or 4-6 all them years. We were kind of treading water. And I, you know, you're thinking, okay, when are we going to turn a corner here? We're getting close. When's it going to happen? And I had a class that was in seventh grade, I think, if I have to add it up, when I got there. And, you know, you kind of eyeballed that class. And we had one, you know, stud in that class, TJ Banks, who ended up in West Virginia. And, you know, that class, when they became juniors, everything changed. My first year at EA, you know, I love them kids, and I still talk to them. One of them still coaches with me. But, you know, I'll never forget my first year there. It was just that culture. That, you know, it was a turnaround job. There's no way around it. It's a rebuild. And I'll never forget, you know, peeking out the window and thinking, oh, man, I hope the kids come to practice. It was practice. You know, it was it was hard to get them there. You know, there was times in the weight room where it was me, the dumbbell, 180. We made the playoffs 4 years in a row. You know, we won a playoff game in 2017, made it to the quarterfinals, which was, I think, the school's first playoff win since the year 2000. So we've done some really cool stuff. And
that's for sure.
You know, it's been the hard work. You know, it's kind of when you see us, you know, going 7-3 now, and it's kind of starting to be expected. That's kind of when you know, okay, you know, we're where we want to be. And, you know, now hopefully, and, you know, I have a good group right now coming back, and we can take the final step, which is getting, not only getting into the playoffs every year, you know, we've been in there 3-4 years in a row now. I want to get there now and start winning a game or two. You know what I mean? And that's
right.
Not easy to do. And like I said, if you take the powerhouses out of it, making the playoffs 4 years in a row is not an easy feat. So we've done a heck of a job, and the kids have been awesome. I got a great staff, and it's been a dream come true, to be honest.
Oh, that's great. That's really great to hear. Now tell us about some of the players who you mentioned, the one young man who went to West Virginia. Tell us about some of the other players who have gone on to play college football.
Well, you know, it's funny that this isn't an insult in any way, shape, or form. We have done this without a lot. We've done this with a bunch of hardworking kids who have bought in. We have TJ. TJ was the guy in his class that turned it around for us. Their sophomore year, I started a bunch of sophomores, and that was the class that started this playoff run. When they were juniors, they were ready to go. But we haven't had a myriad of college football players, Division I, Division II, Division III. We've done this with, you know, a true, you know, team-oriented culture of a system. We haven't, you know, been able to hand it to that, you know, running back who's going to Alabama or something like that.
Right, right.
I have a kid this year. He's got eight, I want to say, 1AA offers. Duquesne, St. Francis, Robert Morris, Albany, and all of his name's Tyler Patterson. And he's been a captain for me since he was a sophomore. And, you know, so I would say TJ and Tyler are two kids that really, you know, helped me and bought in and made this program, you know, change and the culture of it change. And, you know, without those two and my coaches and all the other kids, you know, I couldn't name them all. But, you know, we've done this without a bunch of Division I football players, and that's what makes it cool, because the kids have bought into the team thing and being in practice every day, being in the weight room every day, and, you know, that's what's made it even more special.
Now, you know, another thing, as I said before, that attracted me to you was obviously your coaching, you have your business, but you also have a young family, and you're able to juggle all those things. But tell us a little bit about your family, you being a father now.
Yeah, like I think the best way to say it is, I've said Italians back 50 years. You know, I have six kids. I think we stopped doing this a long time ago. And
right.
I'm a knucklehead and still doing that. But I have, you know, I have six kids, married, you know, great wife. And you know, my kids are, you know, it's special. They're at young ages. The oldest is 11. So it's, they're at the age where everything's cool. You know, they still think their mom and dad, you know, they still think I'm the coolest guy in the world, you know. And when they're 16, they're going to think I'm a pain in the butt, you know. So it's fun. And it's, you know, that was, you know, when you talk about things that you kind of envisioned, you know, your whole life, that right. was another one to me that was dead serious was, you know, I come from a big family and I wanted one. And, you know, thank God I have it, because my kids, it's, you know, it's every day's, you know, I kind of say I always function in chaos, you know, a football sideline, a weight room, that's chaos. A kitchen on a Friday night, that's chaos. And then I come home and I kind of wish I was even in the kitchen again, because it's even worse at home. So, you know, it's, right. you know, I kind of function in chaos all day long. But, you know, it's great. You know, my kids are wonderful. And, you know, I've got wrestling every weekend with my son and everything. And my daughters right. are in sports. So it's great. I wouldn't, you know, wouldn't have it any other way.
That's great. Now, where do you see yourself? I've never asked anybody this question, but I'll ask you. Where do you see yourself? Where would you like to be doing in 10 years?
The exact same thing I'm doing, honestly.
Very good. Yeah.
I don't think, you know, I'm not, like I said, nothing drives me more nuts when, you know, coaches clinics. Now that we're hitting clinic season for coaches. So I'll be January, February, and March, you know, juggling around my son's wrestling schedule, and I'll be at a clinic, you know, listen to a college coach all the time. Nothing drives me more nuts than when I hear, you know, they get the team break, family on 3-1-2-3. Well, you're looking for a new job every offseason, you know. And that's one thing that drives me a little nuts with football coaches in particular. I think that's the, you know, one of the things about the college game that kind of turns me off is the moving around part. You know, I have no interest in that. I'm content, happy. You know, I got everything I want. Is we're selling more pizza and I'm winning more football games at EA. You know, I have no, you know, right here and right now, you know, I'm perfectly content with where I'm at in life and, you know, what we've accomplished, but it could always be better. You know, I make changes every day at the pizza shop. I make changes at football every single day. So you're content in the sense of you're happy with where you're at and what you've accomplished, but you're not satisfied. You're always trying to make those things better. But, you know, where I'm at in 10 years, I hope I'm watching my son play high school football and wrestling and coaching and selling pizza. That's pretty much all. I'm going to be doing that for a long time. So I'm perfectly.
No, that's great. You know, I say the same thing. I mean, if I could stay at Carnegie Mellon and stay with the Global Scouting Bureau and be doing this podcast and talking to Adam Zaloof about my producer, about him having kids, you know, I'll be very happy. And I'm always trying to add things, but I like you, I don't want to leave what I'm doing. As I said, I want to add to what I'm doing and make the things that I'm doing better. But I'm with you. I didn't want to do all the moving around stuff. So I can appreciate that with you. And I know you and I have kind of talked about that, not 10 years in advance, but we've talked about a little bit of our, you know, our futures and I can appreciate that very much. But we're going to take another quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, and we're going to come back with Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar and Lightning Round with the owner of Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar. So we'll be right back.
Hey, Grandpa, why's your TV so loud?
What'd you say?
Constantly having to turn up the TV to understand what they're saying? Is it hard to carry on a meaningful conversation? Is it difficult to understand cashiers, people on the phone, or even your grandchildren?
The Roscoe Hearing Center in Dubois can help using the most advanced technology. If you or someone you know has hearing, balance, or vertigo problems, call the Roscoe Hearing and Balance Center today at 375-0455.
Modern solutions with the care you've been looking for. The Roscoe Hearing Center in Dubois.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Need a celebrity for an event? Visit the Lee Davis and Associates Legends Division Facebook page. Available for speaking engagements, autograph shows, ribbon cuttings, product endorsements, and other type appearances. We have World Series champions like Jim Rooker, John Candelaria, Grant Jackson, Rennie Stennett, Al Oliver, Ken Griffey Sr., football legends Roman Gabriel, Vince Papale, Louis Lips, Super Bowl champions Marv Kellum, Robin Cole, boxing champions Donnie the Golden Boy Lalonde, Vinny the Pasmanian Devil Paz, and yours truly, Claudio Relsano. Contact us through our Facebook page at Lee Davis & Associates Legends Division or at relsano16@gmail.com. We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-372. 3667. Don Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you. Okay, Don, we're going to have the very first Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar Lightning Round where I ask some quick questions. You'll give me some quick answers. Okay, now a couple weeks ago we had our me and Rick Mitchell, not Rick Mitchell, Nick Kaplak. We had our Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks. So who are your four, who would be your four on your Mount Rushmore?
Okay. And I'm going to go with just what I've seen. So I'm going to start with Dan Marino, John Elway.
Yep. Okay.
I'm going to be a homer here and say Ben Roethlisberger. I don't care. You know, he made the Steelers, you know, like I said, we had a lot of great teams in the '90s that didn't win because they didn't have a quarterback. And, reluctantly, I'll say Tom Brady.
No Montana. Well, okay.
I mean, all right. if you put a gun to my head and said I had to do this, I'd pick Montana over Ben, but I'm going to say Ben because he was the first great Steelers quarterback of my lifetime. So I'm going to say Ben.
Got it.
You know, in actuality, you know, Montana's the way to go.
All right. Okay. Favorite book you've ever read?
Boom Boom's book, The Good Son. And actually, I'm not that smart, so I got it on a audio book.
That's all right.
That's the best one, The Good Son. In fact, that came out right when my dad died, so that book's very special to me.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, listen, one of these days we got to hook you up with Ray. He's a great guy, and I know you'd love to meet him, and he'd love to meet you because you're so passionate about him. So we'll have to set that up. Most memorable coaching game.
There's been a lot, but I would have to say the game, you know, our playoff win from a couple of years ago, where we went to the quarterfinals. I think, outside of my kids being born, that might've been the happiest day of my life. So I'll say our playoff win, a couple of years ago.
All right. Most memorable sporting event you have been to?
I have been to, I would say it'd be a Penn State game. I forget the year they beat Michigan in a great game at Penn State. You know, yeah, Penn State, Michigan. If you love football and you love college football, then there's 110,000 people in that atmosphere. You know, that's pretty cool. So I was at a Penn State, Michigan game where they faked a field goal. Joe Nastassi ran. I remember the play. I was in the end zone. So I would say, you know, the Penn State beating Michigan, I want to say 95 or 6.
Okay. One person you would like to meet in sports that you haven't met?
Maybe Arturo Gatti.
Okay, yeah, Arturo Gatti.
That'd be number one.
All right. Yeah, he was definitely a hell of a fighter for sure. And you talk about a guy who gets a ton of respect from his peers. That was the guy. You know, one thing I did want to ask you, I've never asked you, you know, when you and I talked, but I know you're a big fan of Paulie Malignaggi, who's a former world champion and is on Showtime Boxing, announcer on Showtime Boxing. How did you get to meet Paulie?
Paulie, you know, I don't want to be, you know, a name dropper like that. I'd consider Paulie a friend now. I talk to him, you know, multiple times a week where they're, you know, about everything. I got hooked up through a mutual, you know, friend, and he was just a great guy, and he kind of sent me a message on Twitter, said he's going to be in the Pittsburgh area looking for a business thing. He said, I want to come down to shop. And I was, holy smokes. I mean, because like I said to you, he would have been my third, you know, it would have been Boom Boom or Toro and then to him. But with Paulie, it's different because we're the same age. So like when he was coming up and he was flashy and he was cool, you know, I was the same age.
Sure.
And I'm, you know, it wasn't like that, you know, it wasn't like that childhood looking up to thing. It was like, man, if I knew him, he'd be my friend. You know, he walks like me, you know, talks like people I know, acts like, you know, so. He was just, you know, when you have somebody like him and you know, when you love boxing the way I do, and I watch it every single weekend, and you think of the guys he fought, and he wasn't there to knock you out. So he had to go 12 rounds and he fought a who's who of fighters, you know, fought Miguel Cotto with a broken orbital, you know, so, you know, he's somebody, and the thing about boxing, that's the few people I've met in the boxing industry are some of the humblest, greatest people. What I mean, Paulie's a, you know, pretty much a, you know, a celebrity, and you know, he'll be watching, you know, we were watching and I'm watching a soccer game, and he'll be texting me, you know, about a Napoli soccer game, like, oh, do you believe they missed something? You know, he's just as humble, you know, and I've been with him a couple of times, and he, you know, he's one of those guys that he could big time you or try to be too cool, and you know, he's just couldn't be a more down-to-earth great guy.
He was one of my favorites for that question. I definitely again, he's one of my favorites. I always liked his attitude. He's a great announcer. I think he's the best out there.
He's, you know, and that's my, you know, everybody always, you know, goes, reverts back to back in the day, this and that with boxing, but there is, you know, he's a Hall of Fame boxer and a Hall of Fame commentator. When he breaks down a fight on Showtime, it's a shame because I could talk boxing forever, but, you know, Showtime seems to be getting less and less fights, and it seems to be going away of, you know, DAZN and all this other stuff. In HBO, you know, you grew up with HBO boxing, and that's not around anymore. But, you know, every time you get a Showtime fight, the fight's made better because it's explained and how he does everything. And it's, you know, he's the best, he's the best analyst, I think, in boxing history, no doubt.
Yeah. No question. You know what, Dom, I know you got to go. I can't thank you enough for being on the show. I can't thank you enough for what you've done for the show. I appreciate you listening to the show. And like I said, your passion and personality and your love for what you do jumps out of the phone. And like I said, I appreciate you. And I know the fans enjoyed listening to you. And I can't wait to see you. I'll be up your way. And so we'll definitely hook up. But thank you so much for being on the show. And thanks for everything you do for the show.
No, it was truly an honor. Like I said, when you you know, I get on your podcast every week. I look at the names on there and, you know, to think, you know, that I'm even on there, it's truly, truly an honor. And you have no idea, you know, very humbling that you would give me the time like that. And I appreciate it. And, you know, I wish you all the success in the world. And you got to, you know, I'm listening every week. So you guys do a great job. If you ever need a fill in for that sports round thing, you let me know, because I can talk sports all day.
All right. You got it. We'd love to have you on again. All right, man. Well, thank you so much for everything, Dom. Appreciate it. Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Okay, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that. I know I certainly did, as I keep saying. Dom's passion for everything he does just jumps out, and that's what attracted me to him. He does a great job at East Allegheny High School football. And again, his pizza shop, definitely go see his pizza place. Go in there. It's a great, great food, great people. Make sure you tell him that you heard him on our show. Again, Don's Pizzeria Sports Bar, 502 Cabot Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call him at 412-372-3667. As always, I want to thank Rick Mitchell for the introductions. Adam Zaloof, my great producer. Couldn't do the show without him. To listen to the show, go to ClaudioRalsano.com, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean. Subscribe to the show. Keep sending your great emails. I appreciate it. A ton. We have a bunch of good guests, great guests coming up. We have some Steelers coming up, some more authors coming up. Smoking Jim and Luther will be on. That's always fun. And again, I appreciate all of you listening. And as always, thank you, Mom and Dad. Talk to you guys soon.
Thank you for listening to the Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Be sure to tune in next time on ClaudioRalsano.com.
What'd you say?
Constantly having to turn up the TV to understand what they're saying? Is it hard to carry on a meaningful conversation? Is it difficult to understand cashiers, people on the phone, or even your grandchildren?
The Roscoe Hearing Center in Dubois can help using the most advanced technology. If you or someone you know has hearing, balance, or vertigo problems, call the Roscoe Hearing and Balance Center today at 375-0455.
Modern solutions with the care you've been looking for. The Roscoe Hearing Center in Dubois.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at AspirePediatricTherapy.com.
Need a celebrity for an event? Visit the Lee Davis and Associates Legends Division Facebook page. Available for speaking engagements, autograph shows, ribbon cuttings, product endorsements, and other type appearances. We have World Series champions like Jim Rooker, John Candelaria, Grant Jackson, Rennie Stedett, Al Oliver, Ken Griffey Sr., football legends Roman Gabriel, Vince Papale, Louis Lips, Super Bowl champions Marv Kellum, Robin Cole, boxing champions Donnie the Golden Boy Lalonde, Vinny the Pasmanian Devil Paz, and yours truly, Claudio Relsano. Contact us through our Facebook page at Lee Davis & Associates Legends Division or at relsano16@gmail.com. We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Dom Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.